One thing I've noticed in the past few days is a rise in conservatives doxing or publishing the personal information of people, individuals who are not remotely famous, who may have, in some cases, celebrated the death of Charlie Kirk, as you said. That's something obviously deplorable to do. But some, in some cases, maybe not gone that far, just offended some folks. We spoke to someone from Wired magazine who's covering this, talking about specifically this moment.
I've spoken to multiple people this week who have had, you know, their employment terminated as a result of what they posted online. In some cases, they were celebrating Charlie Kirk's death. In other cases, it was much, much less than that. And they were just making points about divisive US society.
This has been not just about shaming people, but about affecting their lives. And in some cases, we know there's been death threats as well. I wonder what you make of this tactic, not just something a few people are doing, but people are collecting databases to do this now.
Yeah, doxing is a very dangerous tactic. We've seen it from the left and from the right. And what we've seen over the years is that often when someone is doxed, their personal information leaked. There have been cases where people show up at the wrong address where they used to live, let's say, and threaten a kind of innocent family who lives there. You're putting at risk family members, children, others who might live at that address. So, one of the things I would really urge people to do is avoid that temptation, whatever the motivation, to look for accountability. This is a moment to allow the rule of law, to allow social media policies to handle that.